VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. And I want to say this at the very outset of today's program, that there will be those who look at our topic today or listen to the program and say, this is all about hate. You're just haters. Well, on the contrary, our program and our topic today is being done out of love. It's being done out of concern, not only for individuals, but for our nation as a whole. In addition, this program today comes as a warning as to what is happening in our nation. Many of you are aware that last Thursday, March 31st, from the White House to the state houses to schools and media, there was a huge emphasis placed on it being a transgender day of visibility. And visibility it was, greater than ever before in the history of the United States of America. And that's why we're calling today's program the Trans Formation of our nation. I do want to point out very lovingly and boldly today that you cannot change your gender. You are born as male or female. No matter what you do, you cannot change that biological fact. Folks, follow the science. Haven't we heard that mantra over and over again? And it's not because I say so, but it's because God says so. And I'd like you to recall with me what God has said in His Word. For instance, we go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Genesis, chapter 5, verse 2, we have that again. Male and female created He them and blessed them and called their name Adam in that day when they were created. Genesis 6, verse 19, as they were talking about going onto the ark, and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. We see that also in Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. They went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. The Lord shut him in, referring to Noah. Well, friends, that's how God created us, as male, as female. You are one or the other. You're either XX or XY chromosome. You cannot change that. No matter what one does to their body, no matter how one wants to manipulate or mutilate the body, you cannot change that biological fact. And Jesus himself reaffirmed this in the New Testament. In Matthew chapter 19, it talks about the multitudes following him. And the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he, that's Jesus, answered and said unto him, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? Jesus said, didn't you know that? I mean, haven't you heard this news that people have been created male and female? And then he went on to say, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. And affirmed the sanctity of marriage there as well. But male and female. And yet, in our day and age today, we are trying to transform this nation. And last week, friends, I know we had a news roundup last Friday and things that were going on, and everything just came like a tidal wave hitting this nation between March 30th and March 31st, that we had to say, hey, we got to rewind the tape here just a bit and look at what just transpired here in our nation's capital, what is coming from our president, what he is doing, what he is saying, and certainly its impact upon the nation as well. You may not be aware of this, but last week, President Biden did issue a proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility 2022. I'm not going to share the whole thing. I'm going to have about half of it here. But in that proclamation, he said, we celebrate the activism and determination that have fueled the fight for transgender equality. Visibility matters, and so many transgenders, non-binary, and gender non-conforming Americans are thriving. Like never before, they are sharing their stories in books and magazines, breaking glass ceilings of representation on television and movie screens, enlisting once again to serve proudly and openly in our military, getting elected and making policy at every level of government and running businesses, curing disease and serving our communities in countless other ways. In other words, folks, he is saying in every aspect of society, This whole transgender movement is making its approach, and it's happening in many different forms. Now, friends, these are people for whom Christ died. I understand that. People who are gender confused, and people who have gone through and have been indoctrinated through the educational elite of our land. He went on to say, in the past year, hundreds of anti-transgender bills in states were proposed across America, most of them targeting transgender kids. Now, folks, what he doesn't understand here, or refusing to say, is that these are pieces of legislation designed to protect the citizens of that community. He said the onslaught has continued this year. These bills are wrong. Efforts to criminalize supportive medical care for transgender kids, to ban transgender children from playing sports, and, well, folks, they're not banned from playing sports. They can play on the team that they certainly are biologically. A biological girl can play on a biological girl's team. A biological boy on a biological boy's team. That's not the issue. But he said to ban transgender children from playing sports, they're not banned. They just have to follow the rules of biology here, the rules that have been set forth here from the beginning of time. He said, and to outlaw discussing LGBTQI people in schools, undermine their humanity and corrode our nation's values. But folks, what's going on in our schools is certainly indoctrination. We're going to be hearing from a teacher shortly. By way of an audio clip. But he goes on to say in this proclamation, my entire administration is committed to ensuring that transgender people enjoy the freedom and equality that are promised to everyone in America. Well, then play by the rules. Play by the rules. That is why I signed an executive order preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation. We are expanding federal non-discrimination protections, promoting strategies to address violence against the transgender community and advance gender equity and equality, and disseminating new resources to enhance inclusion, opportunity, and safety for transgender people. Additionally, Americans will soon be able to select more inclusive gender markers on their passports. He calls on Congress to swiftly pass the Bipartisan Equality Act. He said transgender people are some of the bravest people, or rather the bravest Americans I know, and our nation and the world are stronger, more vibrant, and more prosperous because of them. Think about that. He is saying our nation is stronger, we are more vibrant, and more prosperous by those who are gender confused. He said to transgender Americans of all ages, I want you to know you are so brave, you belong, I have your back, and therefore, by the authority vested in him and the Constitution, he proclaimed March 31, 2022, as Transgender Day of Visibility. Not only did he issue this proclamation, but he also made a statement as well. Here's what he had to say.
To everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility, I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support. But we know it's hard when there are those out there who don't see you and don't respect you. For example, the onslaught of anti-transgender state laws attacking you and your families is simply wrong. This administration is standing up for you against all these hateful bills, and we're committed to advancing transgender equality in the classroom, on the playing field, at work, in our military, in our housing and healthcare systems, everywhere, simply everywhere. Today, we're announcing even more steps, but there's always more work to do to end the epidemic of violence against transgender women of color and girls of color, to ensure transgender seniors can age with dignity, and to finally pass a Bipartisan Equality Act to help transgender persons around the world live free from discrimination and violence. Above all, to be there with you. To parents of transgender children, affirming your child's identity is one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy. To any transgender American who's struggling, please know that you're not alone. To parents and children alike, please ask for help. And know this, you're so brave. You belong. And we have your back. God bless you all. Be brave.
You know, he talks about dignity and so forth. Wouldn't it be more dignified to tell people the truth? Wouldn't it be more dignified to say, you know, I'm sorry, you're gender confused. Let us help you. Let us work through these aspects. when he said about how he's doing this throughout his whole administration, he's not pulling any punches there, folks. He is serious about what he has said. And I'm going to give you a few examples because on March 31st, last week, the White House issued a fact sheet. The Biden-Harris administration advances equality and visibility for transgender Americans. And folks, it is 12 pages long. 12 pages long. Let me give you some excerpts. The Department of State announcing that beginning on April 11th, 2022, all U.S. citizens will be able to select an X as their gender marker on their U.S. passport application. It's a major step in delivering the president's commitment to expand access to what they call accurate identification documents for transgender and non-binary Americans. Who are they fooling? It's not accurate. Let's follow the science, folks. Not only is it the Department of State, the Department of Homeland Security announcing several important reforms to improve the traveler experience for all Americans, particularly for transgender Americans. That is, they're going to implement enhanced screening technology, these body scanners TSA uses. They're going to increase security and efficiency by reducing false alarm rates and pat-downs for the traveling public by replacing the current gender-based system with a more accurate technology. TSA will begin deploying the new technology in airports throughout the country later this year. They're going to expand airline partnerships to enhance the overall travel experience. TSA working with air carriers across the nation to promote the use and acceptance of the X gender marker to ensure more efficient and accurate passenger processing. Well, welcome, Mr. X, Mrs. X. That is more accurate passenger processing. Also, streamlining identity validation. TSA has updated its standard operating procedures to remove gender considerations when validating a traveler's identification at airport security checkpoints and updating the TSA PreCheck and CBP Trusted Traveler Program enrollments to include X gender markers. They're going to provide resources for transgender kids and their families by providing mental health resources for transgender youth. So they have taken the Department of Health and Human Services, releasing a new website offering resources for transgender and LGBTQI plus youth and their parents and providers, including resources for best practices for affirming an LGBTQI plus child. Just to affirm in delusion, folks. And information about suicide prevention services. Also expanding trainings to support transgender and non-binary students in the schools. Talking about transgender and non-binary students and strategies, actions for providing support in the schools by the Office of Safe and Supportive Schools in the Department of Education, offering new training for the schools with their experts and school leaders to discuss these things. Also confirming the positive impact of gender-affirming care on youth mental health. Confirming that gender-affirming care is trauma-enforced care. So we have the National Child Traumatic Stress Network, administered by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, releasing new information for providers, confirming that providing gender-affirming care is neither child maltreatment nor malpractice. Well, that's according to them. A pediatric group says otherwise, and they're going to provide resources on the basis of gender-affirming care for children and adolescents. Folks, we've just scratched the surface, and this is all part of the initiatives announced last week by the Biden administration. We're back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and author with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, are evolutionists still looking for the missing link?
Actually, Chris, missing links are everywhere in the fossil record. Now, evolutionists say that all animals came from a common ancestor. Yet these ancestors are missing, and the links between any two basic categories are missing. Missing links are still missing. Evolutionists used to admit that the missing links were a problem, but now they seem just to have stopped talking about them. They now propose the concept of punctuated equilibrium, which says that evolution went in spurts in the past. It went so fast that it left no transitional forms. I think the missing links will forever be missing because they never existed. God created each basic category as that category. They may have adapted to different conditions, but the basic categories got here separately. They were created back in Genesis.
For more on Genesis, visit us on the web at icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Our topic today, the transformation of our nation. And I want you to understand, friends, that this day of March 31, 2022 has come and gone, but the net effect has not, and it is only expanding. And that's why we're doing this program today, to let you know this was not just a one-day event that happened last week. But all of these programs and implementations are just gaining root right now, so that the next year on the Transgender Day of Visibility, they can announce a whole number, a long list of initiatives that have been done and things that are underway and what they look forward to doing in the future. So we're talking about the multiple-page fact sheet that came out from the White House right now, 12 pages long, on the equality and visibility for transgender Americans. And friends, we say this out of love. It violates the authority of Scripture. It violates what God has said in His Word. And we need to understand that. Also, they talk about, from the White House fact sheet, improving access to federal services and benefits for transgender Americans. Even the Social Security Administration announced that it's removing the requirement that transgender people show proof of identity, like a doctor's notes to update their gender information and their Social Security records. That's to be done by the fall of 2022. Filing an employment discrimination complaint. Yes, the EEOC is engaging in this with ex-gender markers as well. Applying for federal student aid, the FAFSA program, even that, Department of Education plans to propose next month that the 2023-2024 FAFSA will include an opportunity for applicants to indicate their gender identity. Even visiting the White House, visitors can add an ex-gender marker option to the White House worker and visitor entry system. There's also the advancing and inclusion and visibility in federal data. The White House has proposed Biden's fiscal year budget for 2023 includes $10 million in funding for additional critical research on how to best add questions about sexual orientation and gender identity to the Census Bureau's American Community Survey. The announcements that they have made build upon what they say is the Biden-Harris administration's historic work to advance equality for transgender Americans since taking office. And let me just tell you some of the things that they've done, because they list this: combating legislative attacks on transgender kids at the state level, condemning anti-transgender bills, reaffirming that transgender children have the right to access gender-affirming health care. Think about that, folks. They have the right. Now, kids don't have a right to life. We can kill them in the womb before they're born. They don't have a right to life, but they do have the right to access gender-affirming health care. Also, fighting for the passage of the Equality Act, so-called, signing one of the most comprehensive executive orders on LGBTQI rights in history. This happened on day one when President Biden took the Oval Office. He ordered the Department of Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, Department of Education, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and the Department of Justice announced that they're expanding non-discrimination protections for transgender people in healthcare, housing, education, credit, and lending services, community safety programs. Also reversing the discriminatory ban, they said, on transgender service members. Friends, that one sentence right there encompasses a handbook that I have before me right now, 71 pages long, on an implementation handbook on the transgender service in the U.S. military from the United States Department of Defense. Supporting transgender veterans, also another thing that they boast, and on, folks, I'm going to run short on time, 12 pages long, this fact sheet from the White House. Also, we have here from LifeSiteNews.com, the Biden administration's Department of Health and Human Services endorses surgical and chemical transformation of gender-confused minors' bodies one day after President Biden affirmed the resilient strength and joy of transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming people. Documents from the HHS Office of Population Affairs and HHS Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, National Child Traumatic Stress Network, released Thursday, both endorse gender-affirming care for transgender and non-binary children and adolescents. A range of scientific literature indicates that while reinforcing gender confusion may give a patient short-term satisfaction, over the long term, it often fails to prevent or actually exacerbates significant emotional harm up to and including attempted suicide with or without surgery, because fixating on a gender affirmation tends to distract from exploring other issues that may be the actual root of a patient's mental or emotional unrest. Amazing, friends. And do you know what happened for the first time in the history of the United States? The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services last week flew the transgender flag outside its headquarters in Washington, D.C., marking the first time the radical banner has flown in front of a federal building. The HHS Secretary Javier Becerra made the announcement in a Thursday morning tweet, noting that the flag was flown in honor of Transgender Day of Visibility. Saying on this International Trans Day of Visibility, I say to our transgender communities, we see you, we stand with you, and we will be there for you. For the first time in history, the transgender flag is flying in front of the federal agency. It was the Hubert Humphrey Building. First time in the history of the United States. Yes, indeed, the transformation of our nation. We have even Fox News reporting the Biden administration endorsing transgender youth sex change operations, top surgery, hormone therapy. I'm not going to go into the details of this, but they encourage gender reassignment surgery, puberty blockers, hormone therapy for transgender minors. And there is a memo, a letter that went out from the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division to every state attorney's general office across the United States. The U.S. Department of Justice, the department, is committed to ensuring that transgender youth, like all youth, are treated fairly and with dignity in accordance with federal law. It includes ensuring that such youth are not subject to unlawful discrimination based on their gender identity, including when seeking gender-affirming care. We want to remind you of several important federal constitutional and statutory obligations that flow from these fundamental principles. And they go on about Section 1557 of the Affordable Care Act and Title IX of the Education Amendment of 1972. And folks, that was the furthest thing from their mind in 1972, that it was going to give protections for biological boys who want to identify as girls. Also, the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. But their concluding paragraph says all persons should be free to access the services, programs, and activities supported by federal financial assistance without fear that they might face unlawful discrimination for doing so. Courts have held that many non-discrimination statutes contain an implied cause of action for retaliation based on the general prohibition against intentional discrimination, and agencies have made this clear in regulations. Thus, any retaliatory conduct may give rise to an independent legal claim under the protections described above. It's a several-page letter from the U.S. Department of Justice to the Attorney General in each state across this nation. By the way, the trans study that was cited by Biden was funded by trans drug makers, reports WND.com. The White House just days ago announced this full-blown all-of-government campaign to promote transgenderism. He promised to members of the community, I have your back. Well, Paul McHugh, the former psychiatrist-in-chief at Johns Hopkins, has confirmed that 70 to 80% of those who claim gender dysphoria, if left alone, outgrow those feelings after a few years. Many kids will pass through those stages. According to the Washington Free Beacon, Biden is relying and pushing puberty blockers for trans kids on a problematic study. He cited a study from an LGBT group funded in part by a manufacturer of the controversial drugs used in gender reassignment, the report explained. In statements, the White House and Department of Health and Human Services cited research from the Trevor Project to support the use of puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and sexual reassignment procedures in children seeking to change genders, the Free Beacon explained. However, it said that two of Trevor Project's donors were AbbVie and Allergan, manufacturer of the chemicals and other products used in the medical gender transition process. The foundations attached to each of these companies provided at least $50,000 to the project, the Free Beacon said. The report noted that Texas AG Ken Paxton subpoenaed AbbVie on claims it improperly promoted puberty blockers to children. The company makes Lupron, a chemical sold off label to transgender children. Also sells a testosterone booster used on girls. Allergen making other materials used in gender reassignment processes. So we've got the study funded by trans drug makers is what the study is that Biden is quoting from. Let me also say this. This came out from Todd Starnes yesterday. One city in California handing out monthly checks to citizens who identify as transgender or non-binary, regardless of their income level. Who wants free money here, folks? All you got to do is say you're transgender. I mean, transgender and non-binary residents in Palm Springs, California, will be able to receive $900 monthly checks with no strings attached, Fox News reported. At least 20 transgender and non-binary residents in Palm Springs will reportedly receive the free money provided by taxpayers for 18 months with the DAP Health and LGBT group QueerWorks heading the program. Well, friends, it's happening in the education industry here as well across the nation. As LifeSiteNews.com is reporting out of Burlingame, California, documents released recently leaked, to the Washington Examiner give a disturbing look into the public education system's strategy for indoctrinating young people into radical gender ideology. The pages are part of a packet that have been distributed by the California Teachers Association during an LGBTQ plus issues conference. The packet goes on to list several sample mission statements for new GSA clubs, that's Gay Straight Alliance clubs, including one statement describing a club called the Rainbow Gems, aimed at lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, and straight middle school students. Suggested resources include use of the gender unicorn, an animated character designed to teach children that gender is fluid and one sexual identity may be different from their biological identity. Another recommended resource is the First Person YouTube channel, which provides 52 videos, including drag as a tool for self-advocacy, queer black cosplay, growing up intersex, coming out gay to my 5-year-old brother, an animated music video, Everyone is Gay. In one suggested activity included in the packet, teachers were directed to ask students their Kinsey scale rating. It's a tool used to determine one's level of homosexuality. The resource is frequently referred to as a Am I Gay test. Now, friends, we're just a minute away from a break, and we're going to come back and play a clip from a Kansas educator on LGBTQ, and I want you to hear that. But I also want you to know that back in July of 2021, that there was a human rights expert charged with promoting LGBT issues through the UN said that changing one's sex or gender based on self-identification is an entitlement. It's an entitlement under the international human rights law. Victor Madrigal Borlas, the UN independent expert on LGBT issues, said gender is firmly incorporated in human rights law and that it is the obligation of states to acknowledge and provide legal recognition of gender identity based on self-identification, including for minors. Now, friends, we're going to see that this is taking place on many different fronts here across this land. And even Duke University has just dropped the longest gay acronym that many people have ever seen. We'll tell you about that. We'll be playing the clip from this Kansas educator and some more stories here after the break as we talk about the transformation of our nation. Folks, we need to get back to the authority of God's word. We'll be back in a minute.
Socialism has crept into the United States not by accident, but systematically and deliberately. In a March 2022 VCY rally, William Federer delivered a stirring 90-minute PowerPoint presentation, The Dangerous Slide Toward Socialism. Bill took a look back at the history of socialism and its impact around the world. He also read many of the socialist goals read into the congressional record in the 1960s and how these goals either have been or are being implemented today. Bill also provided a warning to America about the dangers of this socialistic pathway we are on. VCY is making available a DVD of this presentation that includes his PowerPoint for a donation of $15. See with your own eyes the quotes and the impact of socialism on a society. Audio CDs are available for a donation of $10. Call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829.
Friends, there's mass deception in this world today, and this whole matter of gender identity is really encompassed by that as well. You cannot change being biological male or female. And certainly we see that God made them male and female. We read the verses from Scripture earlier pertaining to that. And yet man in his so-called wisdom continues to defy the God that made them. And it's getting longer and longer as far as the acronym is concerned. Duke University, we understand in the, what is it, their Office for Institutional Equity. Here is the term, is now LGBTQQIP2SAA. You know what that stands for? Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, queer, intersex, pansexual, two-spirit, and androgynous, and asexual. Yeah, we're going to be seeing that it started out as lesbian and gay, then went LGBT, or LGB, then went LGBT, then LGBTQ, and then LGBTQ+. And that's why some have just called it the alphabet. Duke University. So, Kansas. A Kansas teacher, and again, this is a story Todd Starnes carried just the other day. A Kansas teacher argued that children as young as five or all ages should be taught about all types of genders people identify as because, well, kids have been exposed to it on their cell phones. He's talking about five-year-olds having cell phones. They've been exposed to it, so we need to talk about it. Let's listen to the clip.
Ready. When they've been exposed to information, they're ready to learn about it, whether you think they are or not. And the research says that there is no age too young to talk about pretty much anything. If they know about it, they're ready to learn about it, right? So there is no, you know, what we think is always age appropriate. It is if they don't know about it. If they haven't been exposed to it, then yeah, you can give them time to develop. But once they're exposed to it, and social media is going to do it, right? I know some kindergartners in this school with cell phones. Mine had a cell phone. And so they get access to information. They can learn quickly. The world is teaching them faster than probably you are. And so the extent to which we can have conversations with parents around how do we want to approach talking about LGBTQ+, because there's students as early as kindergarten who are identifying as non-gender conforming, non-binary, that are transgender. And so because they're in our school, they're in our classrooms, then that becomes a responsibility on the adults to say, okay, I have a student who identifies this way. And so it's my responsibility to make sure the classroom is inviting to them, just like it is to someone who might be Asian, Laotian, Korean, African, whatever the identity is.
Going on in classrooms, folks. As young as five, advocating for discussing these very matters. Thank you, Governor DeSantis, for giving protection in Florida schools. CNSNews.com tells us, folks, where this is going, because we just have to go across ocean waters to see what's happening often in the UK. They report that biological males are being asked if they're pregnant before radiotherapy or diagnostic imaging or any treatment or scan involving nuclear medicine at some of UK's National Health Service hospitals. Cancer patients and those having x-rays and MRI scans are being asked the question, even if they are not women, because the word female has been replaced by individuals for medical procedures, the UK Daily Mail reports. At Liverpool's Walton Centre NHS Trust, the Daily Mail notes, quote, all patients under the age of 60 are asked if they are pregnant. According to a British Medical Journal letter reported by Business Insider back in 2012, 17,000 men sought pregnancy treatment in 2010. I'm quoting from them. Between 2009 and 2010, thousands of British men turned up at hospitals to be treated for many pregnancy-related services, things like obstetric exams and midwife services. All told, there were 17,000 of them. We see what's happening in the state of Florida. We referenced it just a bit ago. And now homosexual activist groups have filed a federal lawsuit last Thursday to stop Florida's new Parental Rights in Education Act. It was signed by Governor DeSantis, aiming to protect students from teachers and counselors who might groom them to identify as homosexual or transgender, meaning gender dysphoric. It applies to school children until fourth grade. Critics have called it the Don't Say Gay Bill, though that word never appears in the legislation. I've read it. The homosexual group stated in their filing that the law is an unlawful attempt to stigmatize, silence, and erase LGBTQ people in Florida's public schools. The law would also deny to an entire generation that LGBTQ people exist and have equal dignity and control young minds through state censorship. It would demean LGBTQ lives by denying their reality and a grave abuse of power. Amazing. And we all see what Disney has done in fighting for this and really going against parents and families that patronize their Magic Kingdom and Epcot and Disney villages, etc. We also reported last week about the investigative Chris Rufo releasing a Zoom video of an executive meeting with Disney's most credentialed employees gushing about their efforts to push LGBTQIA plus themes in the company's parks and movies. In that leaked video, as we reported last week, the executive producer, LaToya Ravno, talked about the company's not at all secret gay agenda that involved ending queerness to kids' entertainment. Entertainment President Carrie Burke, the parent of one transgender child and one pansexual child, said she hoped for many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories. They're pushing for 50% characters. Some have said that Disney is rotting from within. Governor DeSantis is looking at revoking Disney's self-governing status. I wish I had time to get into that issue, but I don't. It's not only Disney, Oreo cookies, and a new commercial Monday. Coming out doesn't happen just once, Oreo wrote in a tweet sharing the ad. It's a journey that needs love and encourage every step of the way. Share our new film and let someone know you're their lifelong ally. Folks, did you even know that there is a queer Bible that has come out? The Queer Bible, HarperCollins. A gorgeously illustrated collection of essays written by today's queer heroes. The Queer Bible is a celebration of LGBTQ plus history and culture, edited by model performer and GQ contributing editor Jack Guinness. In 2016, model and queer activist Jack Guinness decided that the LGBTQ plus community desperately needed to be reminded of its long and glorious history of stardom, and spurred to action, the following year, the Queer Bible was born, an online community devoted to celebrating queer heroes. So much queer history is hidden or erased, says Guinness. The Queer Bible is a home for all those persons and histories. In this book, contemporary queer heroes pay homage to those who helped pave their paths. That's a direct quote from the HarperCollins publishers on the Queer Bible. A person who celebrated a time, transgenderism, Walt Heyer, said this is institutionalized child abuse. Institutionalized. Also, the president of the American College of Pediatricians, Dr. Quentin Van Meter, president of the ACP, that's the American College of Pediatricians, slammed the use of puberty blockers for children with gender dysphoria, describing it as child abuse. In an exclusive interview with LifeSiteNews.com, Dr. Van Meter, a Johns Hopkins-trained pediatrician and pediatric endocrinologist, reiterated ACP's position that prescribing hormone blockers for gender dysphoria violates medical ethics and is said to be criminalized. Friends, that's what we talk about, the transformation of our nation. One more audio clip here, and then we're going to be opening some phone lines shortly. But it's something you need to hear from the North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, as he delivered a very fiery takedown of transgender activists during a message at Berean Baptist Church in Winston-Salem. I want you to hear what he said.
There's something else I'm not supposed to say. Ain't but two genders. two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils around, trying to write fierce as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try. The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement. It's time for grown-ups and time for Christians to start standing up and being unafraid to tell the truth. Come after me if you want to. I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here. Come on, come get it. I don't care because it's time for us to stand up. Now, I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the truth about that issue. They're dragging our kids down into the pit of hell trying to teach them that mess in our schools. Tell you like this, that ain't got no place at no school. 2 + 2 don't equal transgender. It equals 4. We need to get back to teaching them how to read instead of teaching them how to go to hell.
Well, a fiery message. That's North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson as he addressed this issue and really going back to what God has said in his word on this issue. Now, friends, if you've got yourself caught up into this gender dysphoria issue, please note that there's hope, there is help. And certainly there are many, many counselors who would talk and give counsel from God's word, the Bible, on how you can be transformed. Indeed, as Scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, such were some of you, but now you're washed, you're clean. There is hope and forgiveness that is found in Jesus Christ. Our purpose of the program today is not one of hate. It is one of warning. It is one of love, really, to warn that this is a destructive lifestyle. The pathway one is on leads to destruction, even as the Lieutenant Governor was pointing out there just a bit ago. But certainly, this is the agenda that is being followed by the Biden administration and implemented in cabinet-level offices that impact your every way of life here across this nation. And it's just not March 31st of 2022, but there are core components of this that are being implemented in every single agency that will be up there 365 days of the year. Our phone number to Crosstalk today, if you'd like to comment on this issue, the transformation of a nation, our number is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. We have our final segment of the Crosstalk program today. We'll take your reaction, your feedback on this issue. Again, the number is 800-733-9829. Back in a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Recently, Todd Bensman was on my broadcast. He's the author of the book, America's Covert Border War, subtitled The Untold Story of the Nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration. Todd came on my broadcast more than 2 weeks ago and warned, well before the national media even picked up on it, that Title 42 was about to be canceled. This was a Trump administration policy that kept illegal immigrants out of the United States due to COVID. May 23rd, it's set to be canceled. And now even the Biden regime's own DHS is admitting this will bring 18,000 illegals over our border a day who get instant, well, sanctuary right here in the U.S. At 18,000 a day, that's about 540,000 a month. We could easily see 5-6 million in our country before the end of the year. This is a massive national security threat. I'm Brandon House.
Some of you are listening right now, so I'm not going to be impacted by this. You know, we've got a good church, and we're huddled up here, or we homeschool this or that. Folks, it's out there, and it's everywhere, and it's being implemented all throughout society by this current administration. Yes, it is the transformation of our nation. Didn't President or Joe Biden say that as he was running for president, calling the transgenderism the civil rights issue of our time? He has made it front and center. Let's go to the phone lines here today. We have an anonymous caller from Wisconsin. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I just have to say I was once married to a man who wanted to change his gender. And if there's anybody out there that is married to someone like that, I would love to counsel them. My ex-husband, I did file for divorce. This is going to destroy our country. It destroyed my marriage. And I was on my own for a while afterwards. He never changed, but he was going to go get the operation and everything, and none of that happened. But we got to really reach out to these people, too, because, like you said, Christ did die for them. Mm-hmm. But if anyone wants to talk to me, I'd be glad to leave my phone number with you, okay?
Okay, I'll put you on hold. You can talk to our call screener here, okay?
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And folks, let me just say this, that Walt Heyer, who has just put forth an article here, is calling it child abuse. He has a ministry called Sex Change Regret and has a website. You can do a web search on that, Sex Change Regret, Walt Heyer, and you'll find a lot of helpful information there. Let's see. Next, we have Greg in Tucson, Arizona. Greg, you're on the air.
Thank you. This issue cannot be discussed enough. All right, let's just pretend for a sec. I live in Tucson. If you lived in Tucson and I were a candidate for school committee and I said it would be okay for a man who transes to use the women's bathroom, I assume you wouldn't vote for me. May I make that assumption? You wouldn't vote for me. Would I be correct that a man who trans to a woman.
Let's go right to your point. There are many people saying, yes, we wouldn't want that to happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what Trump did when he said Caitlyn Jenner could use the women's bathroom, any bathroom that she wanted in the Trump Tower. Trump called Caitlyn a she. And then, for that, remember, she went and used Jenner. He went and used the Trump International Hotel bathroom in New York. I mean, so why is Trump any less guilty than all these others?
We didn't say anything about, in regard to that. So, and matter of fact, though he took actions to protect students in the schools from the transgender agenda that came down through the Biden administration, he did revoke that, Greg, as you recall. But certainly you bring up a case in point there that there are issues that were handed in his administration and also in the Obama administration.
Christians cannot vote for Donald Trump. They just can't.
Okay, thank you for your comments here, Greg. Barry in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, Brother Jim. Paul wrote about this in Romans 1. Mm-hmm. He said that when we change the truth of God, we change the gospel into something it's not. He said, for this, he said, men will lie with men and women with women. He said, when you have a perverted gospel, you have a perverted people. That's the product of it. You know, and this, I want our pastors out there to hear what I'm saying. When you change, because you compromise the gospel to appease people in your church and that, friend, this is all on you. There's been a lot of compromising gone on in our churches over the last decades and that. And God's, we're about at the end of the rope here right now. This is the last give up of God. You know, whenever you see this massive homosexual perversion thing, that is the last thing before. You'll see the flood tides coming. There's nothing left. God's judgment is not far behind. You know, that judgment will start in the house of God first. That's because that's where it started, the perversion. When we pervert the gospel, this is what we're going to have. Hmm.
Thank you for your call here, Barry. Don, Pensacola, Florida, you're on the air.
Yeah, you might say DNA, do not alter. That would be God saying, I made you male, I made you female. And just because you can't get what you want from God, so you're playing God, you're deceived. Please read John chapter 3 until you're saved. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your call here today. Getting your reaction to this topic here, the transformation of a nation. And let's see, our next caller is from Findlay, Ohio. And Jack, thank you for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say that you got gateway drugs that, like cannabis and stuff, but it's also a gateway drug. They can use these drugs to get the kids into that, and then all of a sudden they pervert them. And I was wondering, that's my opinion.
Okay.
Like cannabis use and all these sales in Colorado, San Francisco, they just use that cannabis just to get you into it. Then they pervert you.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. And relate that to our topic here, Jack.
Oh, well, they're you. Oh, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Let's go to Marlene in Troy, Ohio. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Marlene, and I have a recommendation. Nancy Lee DeMoss had a gal on her program, and it was Transgender to Transform. Mm-hmm. She's written a book, and also the CD is available.
Okay.
For somebody that might be dealing with this and wanted to know, this gal was 9 years Jake when she was not Jake, and she has been transformed and is now got a ministry that is reaching out to those that have been victims of this lie.
And they could get that through Revive Our Hearts.
Very good. Right. I think that would be.
Thank you, Marlene. Appreciate it. We're down to just seconds left. Kurt in Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, Jim. Hey, I just want to say God bless you and for being a godly man and having the courage to bring this through to everyone. And what you're doing is exactly what we need to do as Christians. We all need to be bold and stand up and do what we can. And thank you so much, Jim, for your service.
Thank you for the call here today. And friends, it really behooves us, all of us, to uphold the authority of Scripture. So often we've cowered or we've kept quiet as to what God has said in His Word. And so I remind you as we started, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Let's uphold the authority of Scripture. Let's see what's happening in our society right now, where the push is coming from, and how, folks, we need to be salt, we need to be light in this world. God bless you. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
Listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.